Okay, please state your name and title.
I'm John Waltner, W-A-L-T-N-E-R, and I'm the Harvey County Administrator.
Thank you. Okay, first question, how does the physical structure of the building today help or hinder modern work, which has changed a lot in 50 years?
Well, you're right about work having changed in the past 50 years. We perform many of the same functions, some new ones, but many of the same functions that the courthouse performed when the building was built in 1966. The design of the building is to create one that's very, very accessible and enter on ground level. Hallways take people immediately to the core services that the courthouse delivers. The treasurer's office, the county clerk's office, the appraiser's office, county attorney, all of those things are on the lower level, can very, very easily be accessed by the public. And this building works well for that kind of an arrangement. The second floor of the building is devoted to court services. There are two courtrooms up there, court services, and then the court clerk. But it too is easily accessible without passing through any of the other offices or the hallways necessary to reach any of the other core offices. So I think the design was such that it permits for really very, very easy flow. There are numerous entrances to the building, actually four. And so the building's quite accessible, and the amount of space that's available, however, for each of the functions, these core functions that I just referred to, and some other ones, the amount of space devoted to that, I think has worked relatively well, but we're finding we're actually pretty cramped in some areas. Hmm. For example, the room that we're in right now, which mm-hmm. is part of the administration office, is where the appraiser's office used to be. Hmm. The entire appraiser's office operated out of here. Right now, it's on the west part of the building, a much larger, more spacious office, and they need more space and could not function here. The county treasurer and the county clerk's office is where it was originally. There's open space there, and it works very well. We used to have the health department at one time housed in this building. Mm. At the southwest corner of the building, that department outgrew that space. We purchased a satellite space for that on Oak Street a number of years ago. Right now, that area houses the Department on Aging, which was not part of the original courthouse. It houses the driver's license office as well, where we have people administering taking applications for driver's licenses and renewals and things like that. That too was not a function of the original courthouse. That mm-hmm. used to be done by the state at a different mm-hmm. location. They handed that off to county courthouses a number of years ago, and so now we've incorporated that over there. Planning and zoning is on the ground floor as well, so it's very, very accessible. But what we're finding is that there are more and more needs for space in the courthouse than we really currently have. Mm-hmm. So we're really pretty much bursting at the seams. The courts upstairs are very, very busy. Now, they have an entire floor, but the number of people moving through that system, through the court system now, compared to 1966, 70s, and early 80s, much, much different. The flow is much heavier. The number of times that many of these people are coming back for hearings, for appointments with their court services workers, and so on, a lot more of that kind of traffic. So that upstairs is being taxed rather significantly. In addition to which, we have some offices housed upstairs that are supportive of the court program, like the court trustee, for example, who collects child support payments and things like that. It makes good sense for there to, for that to be in close proximity to the courts, but that's a new addition. And CASA, which is something that also supports the court operation, advocates for children, that has an office here as well, and that, that too was not part of the original arrangement. So there have been some additions, expansions of what some offices do. The appraiser's office is far more complex than it used to be. Register of Deeds is now down in the basement because they couldn't be housed up here any longer. They're down in the basement and have more space than they used to. So I think we're seeing what's happened in a lot of businesses over the last 40 or 50 years, mm-hmm. businesses of this nature, that that original spaces aren't adequate for any longer for current needs.
Mm. Okay. Well, thank you. Okay, next questions. How have security concerns changed the way the building is used? How has the building met or not met changing needs for handicap accessibility?
We've made some changes clearly regarding handicapped accessibility. We have elevators and ramps. It's fortunate that as I've already mentioned, that the core services are available on the first floor of the building, so it's really quite accessible. People can come in and out. We have doors that can be opened, open and closed with buttons and so on. They're very, very typical and sort of standard thing that you see in public buildings. Security is another topic and is becoming more and more of a concern to us. We currently have four entrances to the courthouse on the north, south, east, and west sides of the building, and none of them are completely secured entrances. They are open during the day. Mm. We don't have metal detectors. The county commission opted not to spend that amount of money to build on and hire personnel to screen absolutely everybody, have them go through metal detectors and things like that. We are taking some significant steps, however, we feel, with this courthouse renovation to address security. We will install doors that can be opened. Most doors, three of the four doors, will be opened during the daytime only with cards that employees will have, people who are authorized to have those cards, ID cards that will have magnetic strips in them. There will be that kind of restriction on access to the building. The main entrance on the west will continue to be accessible to the public. At some point in the near future, we anticipate we'll also video each of the entrances. But thus far we've not completely secured the building, and of course in this day and age, that continues to be a topic of discussion and of concern, because things are happening in buildings like ours that are certainly unfortunate and in some cases tragic. So we're wanting to address it, certainly more so than we have up to this point. And a year from now, some of those changes will be in place.
Oh, okay. And you said the new project, the new renovations began today.
Actually, what you can see, you can now see visible signs of the new renovation. We are embarking on a $3.5+ million renovation of this courthouse. The heating and cooling system was a state-of-the-art system, hot water, cool water distribution system, state-of-the-art in 1966, but that's no longer the case. The HVAC system, the windows are all leak tremendously now. We're wanting to replace them, replace lighting with more efficient lighting, plumbing with more efficient plumbing fixtures, and then the heating and cooling will be done with a much more efficient hybrid groundwater heat pump system that that will allow us to control heat and cooling in each of our offices much, much more so than we can now. And it will be much more efficient, and we intend to pay for a good portion of that with the utility savings, and that's going to be happening. But window replacements and ceilings coming out and being replaced, things like that, it's all going to be an interesting challenge over the next year while this takes place. And that's just beginning right now.
Oh, okay. All right. I might as well mention today is August 1st, 2014.
Sure.
Okay. How have parking needs changed, and are the needs a challenge?
They've changed in that we need more parking space. We've needed more than was available originally. We've added some parking space. When we built our detention center, which adjoins this building, we built that in 1997. We took away some parking space, which caused a little bit of heartburn because the bulk of that building is in what used to be a parking lot. Demands for parking are certainly greater than they used to be. And we do have plans to expand our parking capabilities on the south side of 7th Street, which is just south of the building. One of the things also that is clear is that we have more foot traffic, more people coming in and out of this building now than we did when it was originally built. And many, many people come to the courthouse. They drive to the courthouse. They don't walk to the courthouse. So whether they're here for tax purposes, whether they want to check something at the county clerk's office, or check an appraisal, check with any of our line offices, most people drive here. And so parking needs are significant. There's no question.
Oh, okay. Are there any other past features of the building that are now challenges in other ways?
Well, I've already mentioned our heating and cooling system, which we're intending to do something about. One of the interesting challenges that we're facing now is something that was completely and totally unanticipated in 1966 when this building was finished. Most of the interior walls in this building, or at least many of the interior walls, are solid concrete. This building is that Bauhaus architecture, but there are concrete supporting walls in here, which allows for a lot of interior space to be utilized in whatever way one wishes to. It's relatively easy to use it. But if one thinks of running computer cable, phone lines, those kinds of things from one floor to the next, or from one office to another on the same level, if there's one of these concrete walls, that has posed some really interesting challenges, because these are massive concrete walls. They're 10 inches thick, and so that is something that was completely unanticipated in 1966 that we're needing to deal with.
Okay. Thanks. Let's see. If a new courthouse had not been built, what challenges would the county be facing today?
probably even greater challenges than the ones we're facing with this building. I know that there's a significant amount of nostalgia attached to buildings like the original courthouse, that old Victorian architecture, very, very popular, and identifying sort of an iconic signature in many communities. And so it's not hard for me to understand at all, and I was a history major as an undergraduate, and a graduate, I have a great appreciation for buildings like that. I do know, however, that for anybody to get into that building, to come to any of the core services, required a walk up and out of the steps coming up from the west. You had to walk up steps to get to the main offices. The amount of floor space was much, much more limited in the building. All of the things that we have faced with regard to space needs and providing phone and computer services and things like that, things having to do with windows that that leak during snowstorms and things like that, we'd either be looking at a very, very major renovation there, and we'd still be challenged significantly with regard to the amount of space. We'd have some other very significant challenges. But I do know, I mean, I miss the old courthouse too, personally, but quite frankly, I'm glad I'm working in this one.
Oh. And the cost might be a lot more too.
Yeah, I think you're right. Absolutely.
That makes sense. Okay. How has technology changed the services offered and how the building is used, specifically in the area of Register of Deeds and Driver's License Bureau?
Yeah, well, the driver's license, for example, is an excellent example. The there are a couple of functions of the treasurer's office that relate to automobiles. One is automobile and truck registrations and renewals of those registrations and things like that. All of that is now done. It's all computerized. It's all done online. We are connected to the state computer. Entries are made here, and so all of our tag clerks need to be computer literate and computer proficient. You can't do this paper and pencil anymore. It simply cannot be done. Driver's license renewal, which is as I've already mentioned, an added function to the courthouse, is also done completely online. So technology makes those things work now. I mean, the kind of computer systems that we have makes those things work. Every department, however, is affected much the same way. Register of Deeds office, where they keep track of all of the real estate transactions, all of the ownership and transfer of ownership records, mortgages and things like that, subdivisions, plats, and all of those kinds of things. Huge amount of information that is stored, and if we needed to continue to do all of that, not using electronic either transfer of records or electronic storage of records. We'd have many more people employed down there, and our record storage needs would be much greater. Mm. It's certainly something that's affected the way local government functions, certainly at the county level, very, very significantly.
Mm.
The appraiser's office is another very, very good example of that. The records that are kept now with regard to appraisals and it's really mass appraisal now, and all of these parcels need to be revisited either physically or at least there need to be documented changes every 3 years. That information, the amount of information that needs to be, first of all, compiled and stored and be readily accessible, can only be done with electronic capabilities, and so that mm-hmm. that's another department that's been dramatically affected.
Mm. Okay, and the last question: why do people still mourn the loss of the old courthouse even today, do you think?
Well, I already mentioned that there's a certain amount of nostalgia attached to some of those things, and this courthouse, there's no question about it. This courthouse was, as I've already mentioned, in my estimation, one of those iconic buildings, and it was a statement in many ways in the minds of people of who Newton was, who Harvey County was, and what Newton and Harvey County were. I mean, this building stood for mm-hmm. the county. And it was one of which people were rightfully proud. It was a beautiful building, and it conveyed some things that this building certainly does not. It soared upwards. That clock tower up at the top with the face on each side could be seen from most places in town. And as one drove into town, you could see the courthouse probably as soon as you could see the elevators here in town. It was a significant landmark. Was one that conveyed stability, strength, and I think people were very, very rightfully proud of it. And those kinds of things that are kind of embedded in our memories, embedded in our culture and who we are hard to let go of. They truly are. So when you have counties like McPherson County, for example, which elected to keep its limestone courthouse and renovate it, and then provide for satellite offices that could not fit into that building, I can understand easily why some counties opt to do that. Mm-hmm. Harvey County did not, and I know that people continue to, as you put it, mourn the loss of that building. It was an important part of who we are.
Okay, well, thanks, John.
Sure.